You are now listening to the sounds of Call Out Culture, NBA Pod, Curly Castro, Zilla Rock, All Out Culture. Let's go! Let's go!
We're here for the first episode of Ball Out Culture. Shouts to Griff coming up with that title. Shouts to the people who have been asking on Patreon and beyond and Discord. Yo, when are you guys doing a basketball show? When are you guys going to do a basketball pod? We talk about it all the goddamn time. We reference it in all our raps. We do them on Discord. We're here. We're going to do... this is like a part interruption meets Undisputed style. We have fucking first time guests in the 5-year history of this pod. We should want ourselves. Willie Green is finally here.
Well, yeah, what's good? Let's go Knicks. Knicks and six, baby. Let's do it.
All right, so he's getting way ahead of himself. He doesn't understand the etiquette. He's talking about the Knicks.
Time sensitive.
Jalen Brunson.
Action Brunson.
Action Brunson. They got it. Jalen Action Brunson. All right.
Brunson. And then we have his wingman. We have the DiVincenzo to his Brunson. We have Prem Rock returning.
Wow. Prem's not a D-Lo fan, but even though Prem would be like, do y'all remember when Serge got really mad at OG Anunoby for saying that he came up with the scars? He's like, no, OG, you did not, OG. OG just kept saying, yes, I did. You know, he was really egging him. He's like, you know, the scarf. Because remember, Serge had that big scarf thing.
Yeah, the big scarf. He was like, you do like this. That. I live this.
And he said, he got very upset. And OG just kept saying it real calm. You know, you got that from me. And OG's like a rookie and stuff. Like, he's like, no, OG, you did not. OG, stop, OG. Because it was one of his, it was during Serge's cooking thing. So he got totally thrown off his base. So
Serge is all like, you know, he's European, so I give him the scarf. Nah.
But he was just being sensitive. OG knew he was like nudging him. You could see. Like,
The OG, he's the original scarf sporter.
Where do you guys want to go? Where you want to go? Predictions or
man? I'll let my co-host.
Let me go. No, you gotta go because I
We don't want to dominate. Dominate with Knicks Sixers. I know how much.
But that's not going to happen.
We could do that.
We could talk about the best guard in the league.
Tyrese Maxey. We could talk about.
Can I go on record?
Do it. Jump it off. You're long overdue. Take over. Go ahead.
For years now, I've been like, you know, because all the Philly homies, everybody, you know, the pod, it's like, yo, I always mistook Castro for a Sixers fan, and he would always correct me. He's like, no.
That's disgusting.
Thunder up. And I would always in my mind be like, that's my man. I'm not going to say anything, but the fuck that come from, man?
Wow.
But this year, though, Shea is the truth.
Yeah.
Chet, his head is a little too big for his body, but he's nice.
He got long head. He got that Rebecca Lobo. He got that Lobo.
Shouts to Lucid.
Rebecca Lobo.
Chet, I think he maximized the look with the beard.
He's doing the most he can with what he's got.
Exactly. He definitely had the baby face and the long face looking like Chevy Chase. But that I think
1982 Chevy.
By him getting himself like a chin, like he framed his shit up. And I was and now he got the Abe Lincoln going. Like Abe Lincoln, if Abe Lincoln had to burn it like he was supposed to. Like if Abe had to burn on the balcony.
Yeah. Chet has like the feathery 80s lawyer hair on lock. Like that shit is.
Well, he's learning from the best. He's learning from the best. We got Maga Hayward on the bench.
Maga got the illest haircut.
Yeah. He don't do it now. He's getting older. He started that whole part and swoop over. It was Maga Hayward.
He said that Justin Timberlake, he brought her to the league, man.
He did. He had the gel going. He was rocking it.
He was rocking it.
Because he had the baby face mop hair in Utah.
He did. He had that mop hair. When he went all-star, fucking Josh Hartnett shit.
Give me that part.
He rebranded.
He did.
He really cleaned up.
He did. Yeah. He's super. Like, they show his old pictures. He don't even look like himself.
Nah.
The
club, like, he's all about the education reform. You know, that was his stance. I am a man. Say her name. He's like, we got to fix these schools. You know what I mean? We got to hunker down. It's time to get the education.
Most suspect choice of all time.
Yo, they was like, yo, what's the most neutral and impartial?
Yo, when Jonathan Isaac was standing, there was Neil and MAGA Hayward was like, fuck, I wish I could do that. But
I wish I could do that. That's like, my God. They're MAGA brothers. People are God brothers. They're MAGA brothers.
didn't Hayward block somebody that had equality on their back? And it's like, that's
wow.
Wow. They were going hard.
That was America.
Z called me up. He's like, education reform. He was like, yeah.
He doesn't even know what that means.
Yo, that man never spoke on education before or since that year. He's never had like a school like Jalen Rose.
Yeah, does he have a school JL like that?
His mom's a teacher or something, right? His mom's a teacher. He's repping for the family.
He's anti-vax. She's the one be like, and this is why we should burn animal farm set on fire. This is why.
Education.
He's a book burner.
Because it's MAGA Haywood, MAGA Porter, and MAGA Isaac. That's the three right there.
Yeah, well, they're looking good.
Your man, Canner.
They're all trying to hit that Ennis Canner post-career.
Freedom.
Didn't your man, Myles Leonard, wasn't he doing some weird stuff because his brother's in the army or something like that?
Myles Leonard was some different shit, right? He was the one that did the Jew slam.
But didn't before that started, wasn't he not kneeling because his brother is in the service and stuff? Like, he did that. He's straight up. You can look it up. His brother is like a serviceman. So I'm standing with my brother. Remember, because he was standing up and they were kneeling next to him, grabbing his legs. Y'all remember that? They were like his other Miami Heat partners were grabbing his calves because they were down on the ground. He was standing up like this, saluting.
No, I was going to ask the one last thing about Oklahoma City white boys. Does Chet have a Thug Life tattoo on his stomach?
Yeah, is that real?
Wait, where's that from? That's like from a photo shoot? Y'all saw it?
2 days ago.
I was here.
Did it like leak? Was he like flexing it or
no? No, it's on his stomach. Like he's going KD with it. So no tattoos.
Right. So was he like showing it, or did it look like it was like?
It looked like Thug Life, like Pac had Thug Life.
Cause he plays around like. So here's the thing with Chet is so on the court he very much follows the lead. He does what he's supposed to do, plays play. But he has this little personality when he's off the court. But he doesn't let his freak flag fly.
The man was wearing a dice pendant on his chain when he got drafted.
When he got drafted, that scared me because I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Your eyes are bigger than your stomach right now. He was like, who's the best player in the league?
I'd rather him say that than be like, well, definitely not me.
I totally agree, but I was like, okay, is this another Reggie Jackson situation? Like, I'm not going through all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm the starter. But anyway, let's take a big bite of what we got going on here. So we got the play-in tournament in front of me. I got the little bracket in front of me.
Okay.
So
we'll zip around.
So let's talk about the main thing is like you have two teams because there was talk, and this is a Thunder thing, of the Lakers losing on purpose so they could possibly be the eighth seed and all this stuff. But this is what happens. The Bulls lost, and so did the Pelicans. And not only did they lose, they're both best players are out for weeks. And they have games tomorrow. So, like, they're talking about we'll reevaluate weeks. And me and Z was like, they both got games tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So even if they were to advance or qualify for the AFC, now they're facing long playoff series without
being guys. Thunder are facing the winner. The only thing we don't know is who the AFC seeds are, right?
Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah, okay. The AFC will be determined tomorrow.
The Kings or the Pelicans?
Probably the Kings.
Well, yeah, because Zion's out. But yes, B.I. Right. is not but, healthy.
No, he's not. He's nervous he's to injury because he didn't come back in. He didn't come back in the second half when they were losing. B.I. Didn't come back in. So he's not nursing.
That's so huge that the Thunder ended up getting the one seed. That's really
Most definitely. Yeah. And massive. I think people are hating on us and not giving us props for it. Rick Bucher said the Thunder snuck up on people. Nobody gave the Thunder their best shot. We won 40 games last year. Who was sneaking up on? We're not like some surprise. We had 15 games last year. We're on Akron.
So but if you playing us, Lakers, that would I think a lot of that, would
that might be a problem. But you know what? I don't care about bring them on. Bring all them old fogies on.
You definitely can't be ducking.
Right? We have home court.
All that lose so you can play them. Lose so you can
that's
play.
That's weird. And that's my point.
It's loser talk. You don't
correct.
About I want to lose.
Right.
You play who's in front of you. You man up and you win. If you go in as a loser, if you backslide, you already lost. You're done.
I agree with that, and I feel like that's what the Knicks did. They won. To get the 2 seed, correct.
They finished, and I think you should be playing your best basketball going into the playoffs. I always believe that for years.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I would rather be facing the Pacers than the Sixers as New York, but you go in playing your best ball.
Well, we got the players here, so let's talk about that one series. Really, we're not gonna go into all these series right now. This is just a preview, but we have Knicks guys here, and we have Sixers guys here, and we have Knicks guys that go back to the Mason years. That's what we call them over here, the Mason years. That's what we call them. All right, and we got Knicks guys going back to the Charles Shackleford years. You know what I'm saying?
Charles.
I'm just saying the Weatherspoon. I was trying to say right after Barkley for you. I don't know.
That was Andrew Lang, Brent. Tim Perry
and,
era.
The Tim Perry and Jeff Hornacek era.
Oh, yeah. The Ron Anderson run.
Johnny Dawkins was on the.
He was still there.
Hell yeah. He still Johnny there. D.
Holding it down. Being ill. So where we at, fellas? So we have an interesting thing because the Knicks have the 2 seed, which they rushed. They bum rushed at the end to get. But the Sixers also have their man back at the end. So they're looking a lot better than they were at in that middle part of the season when y'all were dovetailing and stuff. So, of course, you know.
But I was at the game last night. I was mostly scared. I was mostly scared of the Heat and the Celtics. I'm ready for the Bucks if we can beat the Knicks. I'm ready for the Pacers if that happens, if we can beat the Knicks and that happens. The Knicks make me nervous only because they play hard all the time on a Tuesday in January against the Grizzlies. They play hard. They're always playing hard, sometimes to the health, the detriment of the players' health. I'm into that for them. I respect them a lot. I love that team. I think the Sixers have more talent, and with Randle being hurt, it makes it an easier Sixers pick, but I think this probably goes 7. I can't see this being 5 or 6 either way. I picked the Sixers in 7. That's just me. But I respect the Knicks tremendously. I think if Randle was there, it's more frightening. But Randle is not the best in the playoffs either, so I don't know if that helps them.
I was going to say, as the Knicks representative, like, look, I like Julius. You know, he's all-star, all-NBA, that kind of thing. Playoff Julius, though?
It's
not coming to save you.
It's a rough.
Neither's playoff Embiid, bro. Neither's playoff Embiid.
No, it's true. I mean, and the thing is, like, I watched the game last night. You know, we're recording on Thursday for those of you who catch this later on. I watched the game last night. I watched the playing game, and Embiid is not himself, and he's dragging that leg around. And he's got
but he was looking so much better in these last 2 weeks of the season.
No,
that you run into a wall with that when you're rehabbing.
That's my concern, is that he came back and he was getting ramped up, right? And he was looking good because they went like 8-0 when he was playing at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But now everything goes to a different level. And I'm concerned about his health as far as being able to keep up.
You were there in person. Was he reserving himself? Was he trying to save?
Premnose. It's that goddamn Miami Heat defense, dude. We were playing, if we was the Bulls in the playoff, we would have fucking cooked them dudes by 40. But it's the Heat, and no matter who that team throws out there, that zone, it doesn't matter. They got PJ Tucker, and we have hard. It doesn't matter. They are a pain in the ass to deal with.
Also,
so,
Kevin Love is tough on Embiid.
He is. For reasons unknown. That don't make any sense to me.
Well, Kevin will try to drag him out, but he can also has the low base. Yeah, the low base to at least.
And he shoots.
He shoots great. He drags him out the paint. Yeah.
He doesn't run out.
Well, and that's the thing. The match I'm worried about is our centers don't stretch the floor like that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And they're both more team defense rather than one-on-one lock you down.
Right.
Especially Hartenstein is a very good team defender.
Black man.
White skin Hartenstein. Let's go,
bright
baby.
Skin, black man, black
I have
man.
To admit, that threw me for
that
a
threw you right at coach. Look, I'm gonna tell you this. I picked him up in fantasy and I knew something was up with him. I just knew because he would get steals. And I'm like, he's putting a lot of effort in to get a couple, because he wouldn't even get a lot of rebounds some games, but he would still get steals and a block or something. I was like, he's really putting a lot of effort in. I'm not saying that's racial or anything, but then when I heard the story and I heard him talk, I was like, oh, okay. It connected. He's from over there. It's the last name that throws you off. If his last name was like Jackson, you would be like, you know what I'm saying? You would be like, he doesn't necessarily all have the features, but he does look like his father. He just looked like a big version of his father.
Once you see the picture, it makes a lot of sense.
What do you think his feelings are about Rick Ross calling Drake white boy all the time?
White boy.
Like, yeah, hey, cook that motherfucker. Cook that white boy.
Hey, that's it. That six-pack white boy? Hey, white boy?
Don't say we never had a Chevy white boy.
He says it so much. That's what they call Drake.
Oh, he's like, hey, white boy. He'll just be on his IG, like, real casual. Like, hey, by the way, white boy, if you want to come by next week.
Look. With the Bel Air and the camera. Hey, white boy. Hey, white boy.
Come on, white boy.
When we watched the Knicks Cavs when we were in Cleveland on tour, the best center on the floor was Hartenstein.
Yes.
And
I was
like,
putting up best effort.
If you brought someone who never watched basketball, we're like, who's the best player on the court? It would be like, obviously, Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
Jalen and then Isaiah Hartenstein.
He was and also Mobley. That poor and the Porter and Jr. kid.
Aaron Allen maybe not playing, but he was way better than Mobley.
Mobley had a down year.
Yeah, he did.
And that Porter Jr. kid that they gave a contract to. We saw him live.
Craig Porter,
very good player. So yeah, it's pretty interesting.
But what's your prediction for the series?
I got the Sixers.
And how many games?
Six.
Six. All right.
Because I don't believe. And I'll tell you why. Because I think they're going to win the series, and I don't believe that they go into the Garden and win Game Seven. So there's got to be something.
Oh, good call.
Because there's a lot of Garden games with the home court. Yeah.
Tough place to fucking play, man. And I'll admit, being in New York for 15 years, the city is a lot more fun when the Knicks are good. And I do like this Knicks team, but I mean, again, one little bump of the knee. Between Embiid and Mitchell Robinson.
Oh, God, don't, please.
We don't know. But, like, a good point I was listening to, Ricky Sanchez pod, I know it's not your favorite, Z, but they made a good point. When is the last team that had a small, undersized point guard be their leading scorer? How far did they go? What team? You gotta go kind of far.
Isaiah Thomas.
You don't have to go that far. You laugh, and I'm not saying these players are the same as that player, but Steph Curry led the Dubs to a championship 2 years ago.
It would be Isaiah Thomas. He was 5. He's 5'9", 5'10".
But I think the most
how tall is Brunson? How tall is Brunson really? How is he?
6'2", 6'3". He's 6'1", but they say 6'3", but he's 6'1".
But even Curry's 6'4".
Yeah, like, that's what I say. Isaiah Thomas.
Curry's a little bigger than you think, but he's still small guard.
Yeah, it's that first Celtics wave with IT when he was the leading scorer.
But they didn't go anywhere, right?
They went conference finals. I'm just saying conference finals. That's the answer.
I guess winning two series means you went somewhere. Yeah.
Does Kyrie count for anything?
He was never Kyrie was never his lead.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Like the number one guy
on Boston, maybe, but they flamed out. Yeah, when he was on Boston, they flamed out. Second round.
Iverson's really it.
That's 20 years ago.
Did you see the side by sides between him and AI's MVP year? They're really similar.
But you know, Brunson?
Yeah, you know what the difference is?
What?
Iverson played 10 minutes more per game. He played like 40.
Wow.
10 minutes more. Average.
He played like 43 minutes per game.
Average 43 minutes.
Me and Castro were looking up some. We were looking at box scores from like random playoff series in the 2000s, and there was a playoff series where Iverson averaged 48.8 minutes in a series.
Like twice, probably.
All right, before we get into more predictions, I want to get to all of them. Let's just take a step back and let's complete this play and look at. So we got games tomorrow on a Friday. We're recording this on a Thursday, and we have Sacramento and New Orleans.
Shout out Blake Gillespie. Yeah. Blake King's fan of my life.
King fan. And then we have the Bulls versus the Heat. And like I said earlier, they're both down all pro players. So what are we calling them? Sacramento.
Let's start on the West Coast. I mean, I think that's Kings in a walkover because Zion's not going to play. B.I. is hurt. McCollum ended the season well, but I don't trust him.
It's hard to trust McCollum. He'll do that 1-for-10. He does that. He does those 2-for-18.
He did that the other night.
He did.
Monk's still out.
Monk's out.
They gotta make it to like the second round for Monk to come.
I think Fox and Sabonis are enough, so I'll go Kingston.
Yeah. For one game against the depleted Pelicans, I think Fox and Sabonis
are enough. Is it in Sacramento?
No, it's in New Orleans. New Orleans has home court. Z?
Whatever. I'll still
I really want the Pelicans to do well, man. But
if Zion was there, he was.
I know.
Zion, to the ladies and gentlemen, listen, Zion was killing the Lakers. They were going to win that game.
Whooping that ass.
Like 40-12?
He was at 40. Yeah, right then.
I said to Castro, the first time I ever thought LeBron looked old is when Zion trucked that motherfucker and he was on the ground in pain.
That charge that brought an actual feet off the ground, literally.
He fell like, wow. I did see that. Exactly. My impressive thing was Zion with the 3.2 seconds left to end the half.
Yeah.
They were trying to cut the lead a bit. He went coast to coast and laid it up right over him and was screaming at himself. I was like, that's what I love when he played.
Yeah, I got to go Kings. Sabonis had the most disrespected, incredible big man season ever.
77 double doubles.
77.
Bro, 77.
Yeah, why do people not like him?
and 26 triple doubles.
Like, I don't know. Hang
up with. He looked like somebody that you wanted. You want his face to be a little bloody. You want his nose to. Yeah, you want his nose to be a little crooked. Look at his face. You're like, yo, somebody should snuff you, yo. And he's like, talk to my father. You know, sorry.
Motherfucker averaged 8 assists a game. If Jokic does that, fucking JJ Redick just ejaculates all over his hands. But what Sabonis does, he's like, well, he's still got to prove something to me.
And yo, Sacramento was highly disrespected. No All-Stars this year. Yeah. They were the 3 seed last year. They were the 8 seed. Well, they're fighting to be the 8
seed. Sabonis. He averaged, if I round up, hold on, 19, 14, and 8 this year, Sabonis. Yep. The quietest season.
And Fox had another, like, high 28.
He needs better PR.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Way better.
But they had they had the beam on last year. Remember, they were
we
turned into the darlings
again, but that the beam brought everybody together. But because they still lit the beam this year.
It's not. I remember they used to keep the broadcasts on late, and you would watch them light the beam at 1 in the morning.
Nobody wants to see that anymore now. I'm not saying I'm late to watch
it. It was the one season they had it. Because you know what they do this season? We do these it might not catch on because we do it on our joint. So we have a post game. They interview us. This cat named Nick Gallo, and we do this barking thing. We do, like, hoo, 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 and that's caught on.
Do you guys eat a can of dog food together?
They play. Who let the dogs out? And the whole stadium goes crazy. Wait till
what
Sunday,
is this? A fucking
baby.
What is this, a wedding? All the dogs. Who let the dogs out?
We have this barking thing. It started with Jay Will, and it goes to Jalen. Both Jay Wills. It's Jalen Williams and J Dub, and we go hoo, 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 and we had Nick Gallo do it. And one time Shay did it, I went crazy in my living room because he never did it. They bought him, and we do these. So at first I thought it was corny.
This is high school shit, bro.
Check it. So Chet does the post-game interviews, right? Wow. And I thought it was kind of corny. He always would bring somebody. And Chet's 7'2", and he has his arm on somebody. So at first, it was like kind of cocky. I was like, oh, whatever. And then he started one time he brought the equipment manager. And he just started bringing teammates. So we don't do any of those post-games unless it's like 3 or 4 of us. And then they started doing the barking thing. And it's just turning this whole thing, and J-Dub sometimes does a meow, and they've done like these sound mashups with hoo,
meow, meow. Ooh. I was with you, meow, man. That's where
meow the jewels.
Honestly, though, young teams like that, like
that AAU camaraderie. Yeah, we have all that.
Whatever you could do to have like your little thing, like if it's the Nova Knicks or it's the Beam or it's whatever.
True. Those things help. Like, what's the famous one?
To bind your team together, you do need that.
The most famous one is Ubuntu, the 2008 Celtics. I'm sorry. But Ubuntu reminds me of Major League with the statue.
Oh, no, Rachel.
Yeah, taking off.
Every time we win, we rip a piece off.
Yes. And then that goes to the, and then also the fake, I don't know if this is real. Remember they said, I don't know if it was Doc or Spoelstra or Riley, they said they put the money up in the ceiling and said, we're coming back here.
Oh my God, that's some corny Doc shit.
So they said they did it. The last road game, they put some money in the ceiling of
coming back for my $48.
And then we come back and it'll be there. I don't know if that's true or not.
What's the other matchup we got to win? So we're going Kings. Prem picked the Kings, right?
Yes. Yeah. We have Chicago and Miami. I mean, sans Butler.
Bulls. I still like Miami.
Butler's out, and also Caruso's going to be out, I think.
So I want to talk about that.
I know it was a bad foot sprain.
No, I got to. We got to talk about it. Thank you so much. So two things. One, Kobe White is going off. The boy has turned molten lava, and I'm so happy for him because they were messing with him at first. His first 2 years, he wasn't getting burned. He's gone off. So he's going to play. DeRozan is like a train, always on time. He's going to play. But I really want to talk about this. So Caruso was having a good game, and he gets ran over by Andre
Drummond.
And not just that, Drummond stepped on his foot and then ran him over. And I mean, it's funny, but Drummond, this is the second play, but we have to talk about, what is up with your spatial and teammate awareness? Do you not know where everybody else is? You're stealing alley-oops. A person threw the alley-oop. Who you think threw it? Torrey Craig threw it. How can you try to steal it? And how are you just running over your own player to the point he's injured and going to miss a game? I didn't like that at all. I really thought, I know it's funny and it's going to be Shaqton, but I'm like, he really has no awareness. Is he that singular that he doesn't know where his teammates are? He doesn't know what's going on with the ball. He's just like, man, I'm going to score and I'm going to rebound and I'm going to do no matter what.
I mean, this is somebody who's bounced on a lot of teams. He averages, I don't know what, 15 rebounds for his career, like incredible rebounder. Yes. Can't hold a job.
He even said recently he had a video. He said, "Look, I used to have a max contract. I'm on a minimum now." You know, when they talk to the young guys, he said, "Yo, I'm on a minimum. Check my story out. Don't take it for granted. I used to have a lot of money and a lot of front loaded contracts, and now
we're gonna bring him back this summer. He's coming right back to where
he loves. Z thinks he belongs with the
best backup big man we've ever had for 40 games.
But I really feel for him because I don't like that. Like you're out of your head if you're not. This is a team sport." And you don't even know where your players are to the point you're injuring them. Not on purpose.
Right.
What did you say,
game is in Miami, yes.
I don't think Spo lets them lose two in a row. I know that Jimmy's big, but that's they pull some shit out of
Spo.
True. Yeah, somebody.
Okay. It's gonna be Haywood Highsmith's gonna have 30.
That's what Z was saying. That Highsmith would have like a 20. Well,
he was the guy I feared last night.
That's why I was really dope that Batum ended their hopes, because like the Heat always have a guy that does that. Like you're always like, why is that guy going off? Why?
Yeah, Batum did go off. Like
Caleb Martin.
It wasn't the threes. It was that tip in. He had that flying tip in.
He was like
the block. He was going crazy. And then one time they called a foul. He went baseline, he dunked it, but they called a foul.
He also made Hero go back court too in that big.
Great pull. All right, so let's go through some of these other series before we have a timer. If y'all see the timer, don't get scared. Me and Z are used to it, but they do set a timer at the top of the Zoom.
That's probably our limit anyway. When that happens,
we got it. Okay, so we'll go backwards and up. So 2-7, we got in the West, Denver and the Lakers.
Denver
and five, but let me go on the record as saying I like the Nuggets, but I am tired of everyone all year being like, well, it's inevitable. Why even bother playing the thing? I hope the Nuggets lose.
Okay.
I think, look, Jokic, best player in the league. I like Jamal Murray, all that stuff. I like the team, but I'm just a little tired of hearing about how inevitable the Nuggets are. So they're going to win it in five. But I want them to lose later on.
I got a prediction. Nuggets in five, but the Lakers win game one.
Interesting. Oh, I like that. Okay. Four straight. Okay. Yes, so that's a very Darvin Ham thing.
Like
yes.
We have like 3 days of like.
This round, they always have those weird 2 days off sometimes too. So it might be like one of those.
Whatever. We have 2 days of like pure Lakers praise before the Nuggets.
Before we shut it down. Yeah. Okay. So, Z.
I already said Lakers. They lose in five as well. I like Prem's twist. They win game one and then lose four straight.
I think they get mopped. I think it's just Mash City, and that's just karma for trying to reroute playoff and win losses to get to us. So that's what they deserve. All right, in the East, we just talked about it. The Knicks and the Sixers.
What's your prediction on that?
Knicks and Sixers. I'm a big Jalen cat. He really like impressed me a lot this season.
Definitely story away.
I think that he might nudge into some people's first all NBA teams because it's positionless. So some people might put him in first play because they don't have to necessarily abide by backcourt and front court stuff. But I really liked y'all beat us. Sixers beat us on their way to getting improving in an 8-0. They beat a real we had a really, really close game in the Garden. I think I might take the Sixers on that.
Wait, are you saying us now? You have two us's, the Thunder and the Knicks.
Yeah, a little bit.
Gotcha. Okay, just for guess, go on. All right, gotcha.
But I definitely think, but there's, it's a hierarchy.
We didn't beat the Thunder. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, did play us in the. It is a Thunder game. It was a Thunder game at the end of the season.
Thunder, they had no shot.
Yeah, Shea wasn't playing. Yeah,
but Maxey didn't play for the Sixers.
Yeah,
there's that.
Batum didn't play really well.
Right, who? What's your pick? Fucking!
I told you, man.
Who's six? Who?
Sixes and six, man.
Beautiful. Woo! Thank you. Look at that. We did it.
I'll be back in round two so we could discuss the follow-up.
We'll discuss.
All right, we'll do Baller Culture Volume 2.
So, all right, and the West is going to be hard to pick because it's us. We don't know our opponent. The East, same thing. The Celtics don't know their opponent.
Oh well, let's just go. Celtics are going to win.
Celtics will win that matchup. Yes. And then if it's us versus like the Pels, well, who do y'all like better, us against the Pels or the Kings?
It doesn't matter to me.
You mop them.
Shea averaged about 40 points against the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah. Go to the Pacers Bucks.
All right, that's all right. Next, Pacers Bucks 3-6 matchup in the East. what are we calling that? Glenn's Soldiers. Get out of here, man. Glenn,
I want them to win in seven, right? I want them to win in like double overtime hard fought battle against the fucking Pacers. So then they got to come, we got to play them and beat Doc to death and put Giannis back in his cornball hole where he belongs. Send Bad Vibes Dame the fuck out of here with his moping and shit. I'm sick of these.
A lot of Bucks hate the Bucks.
And Prem knows we never get them in the playoffs. We never get the Bucks. Same thing with the Knicks. We never get the Knicks or Bucks. That's what I
Green. Want. We'll come back around the Prem some more right, Buck.
Bucks and seven.
Green.
See, I was with Z take until it was contingent on
yes.
playing the Sixers in the next round, man. And I can't rock with that. But I also don't know if I could legally root for the Pacers, man. I'm a 90s Knicks cat, man. Root for the Pacers.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all right. That's a violation. Right. That makes
me. Halliburton is nice, though. Halliburton is honest to God nice. He rushed back. I think the first part of the season is truer to what he is.
I agree.
Than what's been post All-Star break. But we are also still post All-Star break, right?
Sure.
So I'm going to do Bucks in seven. Because Giannis will be back for game three.
We think.
Let me tell you how the real.
That's my prediction right now.
Okay.
Dame will be trash game one, Pacers in game one. Dame will have his one Dame game in game two.
Yep.
And then Giannis will be back. And the Pacers don't have enough to beat them in seven, I don't think. Not this year. I have
my theory, and this series will prove as such that it's out with the old and with the new. KD's about to retire. LeBron's really going to retire quicker than we think. Mm-hmm. And Steph is on his way out. And so are Pop.
Chris Paul.
Yeah. Chris Paul's on his way out. Coaches like Pop. Kerr is out of here. And so are coaches like Glenn. Milwaukee messed up by not sticking behind Adrian Griffin and going back to somebody like Glenn, and they're showing it. He's a 500 coach at best. And people don't understand. Green knows this. We go back with Glenn. When I told y'all about Glenn, he used to be our point guard, and then he blew out his ACL and gave us the greatest free agent acquisition we had, which is Derek Harper. We traded for Derek Harper. And that's because Glenn was our starting point guard above Greg Anthony.
Over 25.
Okay? And that's who Glenn is to us. Not this coach. That's his Ubuntu. I remember him when he was coaching the whole Magic, and he was a trash, okay?
Yep.
So the
coach the Magic?
We're going to do a whole series. We're doing an investigative series.
Be an investigative series. He did not make the playoffs, and his team was middling. It was a bunch of misfits and rugrats.
They were 41-41.
And there was four other coaches and organizations that me and Z have discovered so far.
We have a deal with NPR. We're taking this one to the top.
They should have won Coach of the Year. Four other coaches were way more qualified for winning. Something happened that year. Glenn knows something. He has something on somebody. And that's how they executed. You don't make the playoffs. You're 41-41. You win Coach of the Year. What are you crazy? You didn't even have T-Mac yet. This is out of control.
Real quick, I gotta make my call. Oh, make the call. Go ahead.
I gotta make my call.
You're taking the pace.
Pacers in six. Glenn is out of here. Glenn is one of the most horrible coaches we've ever seen in our history of our sport.
How could they possibly fire him?
No, not fire him. They're just going to lose because he's a horrible coach. They're going to go to him with the mic.
He signed a multi-year deal.
4 years, I think.
Yes.
4 years. I think
they're paying three coaches. They're paying three coaches. They're paying Bud still. They're paying Griffin. And they're paying
what it gets. Pacers in seven. Fuck the Bucks, man.
All right, good. Yeah, fuck them. And their whole fucking crew.
They don't deserve it.
They won 30 games. Literally the halfway point of the season, 43 games, and they were 30-13. That's halfway. They had 30 wins. They finished the season with 49 wins.
I'm looking for, like, I don't want to react emotionally. I want to be logical here because emotions are like, I fucking hate the Bucks. Well, the reason I hate the Bucks, it's like, it's many fold, but like, I don't think that I like really trust the Pacers. I think that's a problem with
them.
And they are playing a lot different than
didn't they lose Mathurin?
Yes, Matthews. Yeah, so here was the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Holly was playing free free love 1970s free. But they also were leading the league in scoring. That was their MO. We're going to score 140 points. What you going
to do? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
And since they took a couple of the cannons out, they're not the same.
But Milwaukee still got, I mean,
Damian got it this year.
Their fourth best player is like Bobby Portis. Like, has to be good.
On him, though.
That's a lot.
For his offense.
They lean on Pat Connaughton in the second quarter.
If they have any young players that might be good, we'll never know.
Correct.
No, We'll never
know. The Glenn effect. All right, we got a 2 minute lightning round. Let's go to the rest of the matchups.
Okay, sorry. All right. So, next we got Minnesota and Phoenix. Make the call.
Phoenix.
Minnesota and six.
Minnesota and six. Green.
Cat's back, right?
Yeah, he's back.
Yes.
Detriment, but Ant-Man is legit.
Agreed.
And I don't trust that Suns team. Give me the Wolves and six.
Boom. I think it's a terrible matchup for the Wolves. I feel bad. I love the Wolves. I just think it's a bad matchup.
It is.
All right.
I think Phoenix is going to win. And
gotcha.
You know what, though? I don't trust Brad Beal.
Fair.
Nor did you.
I don't ever trust Brad Beal.
No, I think I like Ant-Man a lot, so I would pick the Wolves. Right. Let's go Cavs and Magic.
Oh, Magic. Cavs.
Cavs have the home court.
Cavs.
You took Cavs?
Cavs and six, yeah.
The Magic aren't ready yet?
I don't trust the Magic at all.
I'm going to go Magic, just like you said, changing the guard a little bit. Donovan goes out. Sorry,
Jeff. Magic just played too much bad basketball in a row for me to pick them.
Okay. Yeah. Offensively, they're ugly, but that defense down there is real.
It's live. Minister of defense is live. Okay, last one before they cut us off. Clippers and Mavericks. 4-5 West.
Mavs. This is the one we should just.
Mavs and seven.
The Mavs.
Mavs and seven.
Mavs.
Yeah.
You don't trust them Clips? You don't trust Talu?
I think Kawhi. I like him a lot, but.
I think his knee is still swollen. That's what I heard.
I don't trust Kawhi.
I heard his knee is still swollen. So. All right, y'all. That was lightning round. I know we don't trust. I already looked at the grudges. We'll have more Ball Out Culture episodes as the playoffs move on.
Uh-huh.
All right. This is Call Out Cult. Ball Out Culture. Same call out time. Same call out channel. Thank y'all, Green. Thank you, Prem, for showing up for us.
Yep. We should go to work now, I think.
Yeah. All right. Everybody get to work.
Make some rapping.
Rap.
6-6.